Hi, my name is Matt Schlummer, and I conduct the band at Interlaken Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Matt. By the way, if you'd like to be featured on IPR's Kids Commute playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find the instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hi, kids commuters. Happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of Pop Goes the Classical Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll answer our Quizlet coming up later in the show. Today, we're going to meet the duet Black Violin. We've been talking about their upcoming concert at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts for a little while. And this is what we want to think about today. What do all of these musicians that we've listened to all week who are playing pop music on classical instruments, what do they have in common? What they all have in common is that they are absolute top of their game, trained classical musicians. So they are completely versed in this art, they know this music, and they just want to play with it and enjoy it and try and come up with new ways for you to enjoy it too. Well, Black Violin is no different. They're made up of violinist Kev Marcus and violist Will B. They met in high school in a performing arts program in Fort Lauderdale, sharing a music stand in orchestra class. Their music is categorized as hip-hop or pop. But again, they are both so good at their instruments that if you listened to this music today without the pop beat behind it, you might never even know that this is supposed to be a pop song. The playing is just that good. The piece is called Shaker. The Shakers were an American religious group dating back to the 1750s who believed in a very simple lifestyle. So this is one of their hymns, Simple Gifts. Here it is reworked into hip-hop style by Black Violin. Thank you. That was Shaker by classical hip-hop artist Black Violin. And guess what? Surprise, kids commuters. Kev Marcus, violinist for Black Violin, is here. Kev, thank you so much for being here today.
It's my honor and pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
We just heard you perform Shaker. Is there anything special we should know about that piece?
Well, Shaker is like when we recorded that song, you know, the idea behind it was that, you know, we remember playing, you know, a Shaker melody in middle school. I remember it being one of my first songs that we played with my string orchestra. We wanted to play it because we wanted to highlight one of the first pieces that someone would have played when they were younger, so that when we play this song at concerts and you listen to it on our album, it reminds you of when you first started playing music, you know? And we're really proud of that version of it. And it's just, you know, one of our favorite songs off of the album Stereotype.
And we've been giving away tickets for your upcoming concert at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts on October 13th. And for kids coming to the concert, what should they be listening for?
Well, our concert is, you know, obviously it's classical and it's hip-hop, but it's a lot of different things in between. So it's, you know, classical, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, funk, you know, even a few country licks that are in there. And it's really just, you know, popular music from a violinist perspective. And, you know, we're just trying to show kids that, you know, anything is possible. It doesn't even have to be the violin or music in general. It's, you know, you'll see Will and I on stage, you know, doing what we love to do in the way that we want to do it. And, you know, the crowd reacts to it. And that's the most important thing, is about just, you know, thinking outside the box, doing what you love and trying to find a different way to reinvent it so that other people can appreciate it in ways they never thought they could, you know? And that's what we're trying to do. It's kind of a, it's also pretty much a rock concert, but, you know, instead of guitars, they're violins. It's very, very energetic. Be up on your feet dancing, you know, much of the show. There'll be some moments where you close your eyes and you're just lost in the strings, you know, but it's just supposed to be an experience that educates, entertains, and hopefully inspires everyone. All we try to do, you know, is try to just take this instrument, you know, I learned in middle school and in high school, and just take it and try to, you know, do something more with it. I mean, most people love the violin and love string music. We're just trying to present it in a way where it's familiar to them in the same way that they consume Bruno Mars or Cardi B. Like, we have a song where we mix Mozart's 40th Symphony with Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. And we do it in a way where we don't disrespect either genre, but it's done in a way where it's really this melting pot and this blend of popular meets classical. And it's a way that to get, you know, mom to understand what Cardi B is about and then get the kids to understand what Mozart's about, and doing it in a way where it's really inclusive.
Kev Marcus, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. See you guys soon. And hopefully when you come, you get to see Shaker. We're ending our concert at Great Lakes with Shaker, and we will have a youth orchestra join us on stage for that song. So you'll hear it in all its glory later on this month. So thank you so much, and can't wait to see you guys.
Well, how about that? We just talked to Kev Marcus on the phone. You never know who's going to drop by Kids Commute. Kev was traveling between performances when we talked, so extra special thanks to you, Kev, for taking the time. All right, Kids Commuters, Quizlet time. Let's answer that thing. All week, we've been asking you this question. What's the mystery animal in Pop Goes the Blank? And the mystery animal is? Yes, you got it right. The weasel. Pop Goes the Weasel. If you got it right, great job. If you didn't, don't worry. We'll have a new Quizlet for you with a new answer next week on IPR's Kids Commute. Now, don't forget, if you would like to be included in the drawing for tickets to go see Black Violin at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts, text us the word TICKETS to area code 231-237-7482, and we will put your name in the drawing for two tickets to see Black Violin. Okay, pop stars, that's it for Pop Goes the Classical Week on IPR's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony Birrell.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Interlochen Public Radio!